The campaign was mapped out for 6 months, and Adams carefully watched each advertisement, mentally resolving that he was going to school to that man Preston in the matter of copy. 4 months later, in spite of the wonderful copy running in the newspapers, both city and suburban, there were mutterings of dissatisfaction coming from the Golden Brown Cake Company. They liked the advertising. They agreed that it was the best cake advertising that had ever been done. It was increasing the business somewhat, but sales were not picking up as they had anticipated. At the end of another month, they were more disappointed than ever, and finally, at the expiration of the 6 months, they announced that they would discontinue advertising. It was not so profitable as they had hoped. Adams felt as keenly disappointed as though he had been Mr. Oswald himself. He had become very much interested in that cake business. On the night he heard of the decision of the Golden Brown Cake Company to stop advertising, he went home downcast. That evening he sat in his room thinking about Golden Brown Cake. After a while he went to a drawer and took out a big envelope containing the ads he had written for the cake months before. He read them over. They sounded very homely after reading Preston's copy. Then he looked over some streetcar cards he had laid out for his imaginary cake campaign. After that he assembled a new carton, he had drawn out and colored with watercolors. He sat and looked at these things and thought and thought and thought. Then he fell to work revising his work of months before, polishing it up and making little changes here and there. As he worked, his ideas began to develop. It was nearly 3 o'clock when he finally turned out his light and went to bed. The next morning, he went to the office with his mind firmly made up as to what he should do. At 10 o'clock he telephoned the front office and asked if he might come down and see Mr. Oswald. He was told to come ahead. At 11 o'clock Mr. Oswald looked up from the last piece of copy for Adams' cake campaign and smiled. "Adams," he said, "I believe you have hit it. We have been doing wonderful cake advertising, but we have overlooked the very things you have pointed out in your plan.